One story I've told multiple times over the years about my life growing up was I crashed the car through the garage. But here we have my parents to relive that very exciting day. It started me and Papa Crockett.
It was exciting.
It was a Super Bowl. I remember it was Super Bowl Sunday. And I was just minding my own. I didn't like the drive to begin with. I didn't like going out driving. You say, come on, let's go for a drive. And prior to this, I was not doing well. Like all the lessons previously, I wasn't getting it. We went out that Sunday.
And you were driving really well.
For the first time ever.
Had a good drive until you pulled into the driveway.
And now our driveway had a big lip to it.
Wasn't that bad.
It seemed big. And when I hit that lip, I panicked. And instead of hitting the brake, I gunned it onto the gas.
Because your father made you nervous. That's why.
He did. You pulled in, you were crooked.
Yes.
I said, straighten the wheel
neck.
Out
just
and
couldn't
come in
leave
straight.
It alone. Couldn't
and you
leave
hit
it alone.
The gas, went through the middle of two garage
well,
doors.
Well, first I hit your
you
car.
You hit my car.
You grabbed the wheel.
Front of the whole front fender was gone.
You grabbed the wheel, you pulled it, and then I pulled it back. I hit the set your car, and then that's when I lost control, and we went right
through between the two garage doors, the post in the garage, it took that completely out. We went through the garage. Luckily, we had a refrigerator in the back.
Oh,
I thought we were going in the pool.
Lord.
I really thought we were going to go in the pool.
If the refrigerator wasn't there, we would have went through the back of the house and into the pool.
Yes. I was sitting on the couch in the den watching TV, and all of a sudden, I heard this unbelievable crash. I'm like, oh my God, what happened? I jumped up. I was almost afraid to open the garage door for fear. I didn't know what was behind it. And I see our truck totaled and the airbag and on Crockett all over his face was swollen like he was in a fight. And I looked at my husband and he was sitting there with like, what the hell just happened? Face.
Do you remember what you said?
Yes, yeah. I was afraid.
Call the police.
No. She said, the first thing she said was, I'm glad I didn't come out here for a snack.